Blog Talk Radio.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here, and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Dardish Radio with Jen Duranadez.
All right. This is Stardust Radio with Graham Shields, here with Joanne, Jen, and Desi.
This is the incredibly groovy Carolyn Hennessy with the incredibly groovier Girls of Stardust.
Good evening, everybody. Today is April 29th, 2008. Thank you for tuning into Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. As always, our call-in number is area code 347-945-5423. My name is Joanne, and I'm here with my girls, Jennifer and Desiree.
Hello.
Hey, Des.
Is Jen on the line yet? I think so.
Oh, I don't see her. These lines are blowing up like I can't tell you because we have the most incredible guest tonight.
Jennifer is here.
The most.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Jen. Okay. Is it not?
It wouldn't unmute me.
Is it not incredible the amount of calls
wow.
we already have on our switchboard? It's
the switchboard is crazy.
It
you should
is.
See the chat. Our 50 users in the chat room.
Oh my goodness.
Well, we all know who they're here to see. And it ain't us.
Me, of course.
And it ain't us. They don't want to know nothing. They want some Johnny Z. And we are waiting for him to call in. And he should be here any minute. And there's so many people on the line. I'm breezing through these area codes to see if I see him. Does anybody see him?
I don't see him yet.
Not yet, no.
Yeah, he hasn't called in yet. I'm sure he'll be calling in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, let's go to area code 317, and we'll see what they want to talk about. Area code 317, what's your name?
Hi, this is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
Oh, we're doing fine, anticipating the beautiful Brandon Barash to grace our telephone lines at any moment.
Aren't we all?
Yes, we are. We are. And I could see that there are so many people on hold waiting for him to come on.
Well, he needs to hurry up.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Not nice.
Well, you
waiting.
Know what, though? Remember last night, Carolyn had a hard time getting through because our phone lines were jammed. Our telephone lines are so jammed.
I think he is here.
Is that him?
I think so.
Area code?
Right here. Let's see. Let's see. I'm going to put him on. Let's see if this is Brandon.
Yes.
Hello, Brandon?
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Brandon.
Hi. We had a little technical difficulties, but we're back to it.
We're okay. We had a hard time deciphering because our phone lines are so jammed right now, we couldn't tell who was who.
Oh, why are they jammed? Who are you guys having on tonight?
Oh, my God. This sexy beast of an actor
wow.
named Brandon Barash. I mean, he is like the finest thing that's hit daytime in years.
I hear he's even more misbehaved than his character Johnny. I hear he's
well.
Really
you know what? Then he better show up to Super Soap Weekend so this Florida girl can meet him. How about that? Brandon, welcome to Stardust Radio.
So,
We're so happy that you called in and you're with us. You have no idea how many fans you have sitting on hold.
Good.
It's incredible, incredible. We were a little worried because, you know, we had Carolyn Hennessy on last night, and she had a hard time getting through because there were so many people on hold. She couldn't get in.
Oh, that's
we had
funny.
To clear the lines to let her come on in.
That's great.
Yes, well, yes, yes. So, Brandon, how's life on the set of General Hospital?
It's a blast. I love it. It's, you know, I've been part of a family from the first scene that I shot. It was just fantastic. From the day
right.
I got there, everybody kind of, you know, took me in and put me under their wing and, you know, really just kind of showed me the ropes. It's been a great, great experience so far.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we have on the telephone right now Wendy that wants to ask you a question, so we're just going to jump right in here. Wendy, you got a question for Brandon?
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Wendy.
Hey, there's so many great sets on General Hospital, and I was just wondering what you thought about the new, we call it the piano room. I'm not sure what the official name is. The new
room.
Yeah,
the Zakara music room.
Yes.
I love, what your question is, how do I like it?
Yeah.
I love it. I absolutely love it. They went ahead and got this concert-sized grand piano, and it just, it's so much fun to play. So, you know, when I play at home, I play on a, you know, one of those Casio weighted keyboards. So, it's really, yeah, but it's weighted, so it feels like a real piano, but there's nothing like sitting down to a full-size grand piano and, you know, just playing your heart out. I love it.
Well, we want to see more scenes in that room.
Yeah, well, we'll see what those writers decide to do.
I have one more quick question for you. What did you think about the fan response to you at Touched by a Star?
I wasn't expecting it, to be completely honest. It was, it was very similar to what happened in Buffalo in that, you know, I had this signing in Buffalo. It was my first signing, and I didn't think, you know, I certainly didn't think there would have been several hundred people there, and then several people that I had to turn down at the end when I had to leave to catch my flight. And, you know, going off of that into the Michigan event, I wasn't expecting it. And I don't know if it's just because I'm new to daytime and I don't really quite get how it goes, you know, and how the fan response is, but it's all very welcome. It's great. It just means that my character is being received well, and I guess I'm doing something right.
Absolutely. Well, I was at Touched by a Star. I just got to say hi to you briefly, but did appreciate being able to meet you and look forward to Fan Club weekend.
Absolutely. Likewise.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good evening.
Thanks a lot, Wendy.
Too.
All right. Bye.
Wow. We just have so many people. Brandon, we're just going to jump into the phone lines, and we'll throw our own questions in at some point or another because, you know, fans got to come first. Forget
exactly.
The hostesses. All right, we're pulling in area code 407. 407, how are you doing?
Hey.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hello.
It's who is this? Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hey. I'm like, I got through.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Brandon.
Ronnie, did you have a question for Brandon?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, my phone's like kind of like my cell phone's like kind of like freaking out. My question.
You okay there? I mean, I know he's sexy and hot and all. You must be throwing out some fumes there, Brandon. She can't even speak.
Sorry. I'm gonna be quiet now.
That sexiness is rubbing off. Come on.
It is rubbing off. It is rubbing off. Let's see.
Michelle says, breathe and speak.
Yes.
Yes.
Breathe and speak.
Deep breath. In through nose, out through mouth, like Mr. Miyagi.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're
here.
Okay. My question is, with the whole, the Haunted Star, the, I have definitely no idea what I'm about to say.
do you want us to put you on hold?
No,
I'm good. Gather your thoughts? Are you okay?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
What's it like working with, like, Sarah? Like, is, like, this, you know, Sarah Brown coming back on this show, like, this huge legend. What's it like working with her?
Oh, it's a blast working with her. She's very generous as an actor. She just, you know, we show up to set and we will run lines in, you know, in each other's rooms or in the green room and just really kind of iron out the anatomy of each scene and kind of dig deep and figure out, you know, how to make the scene good and what we can do to make the scene work. And she's just a blast to work with.
Okay. Ronnie, we're going to move on to another caller. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, we're going to move on to another caller. Did Brandon answer your question?
Yep.
Okay, well,
okay, thank you.
Ronnie, thanks for calling
Thanks so much, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Ronnie.
Sorry.
Okay.
Area code 870.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Shelly.
It's Shelly, and I sound awful because I've got a cold.
You sound wonderful.
Sound fine. Oh, well, yeah, you're so nice. Thank you very much. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. Angelina first wanted me to tell you that she's not able to call in because she's at work, and she's highly upset because her boss made her work tonight. I know. How dare them. But she had a couple of questions she wanted me to ask you, and then I've got one I want to ask you also. The scenes lately that you've had with Maurice and Bruce have been amazing. And they've just been awesome. What is it like working with them?
Well, it's very easy to show up and do, I guess, good scene work because, like I said about Sarah, they're very generous as actors, and they, you know, they're not just going to show up and say their lines. They're going to bring their part to life, and they're going to give me stuff to play with. It's, you know, kind of like baseball. I trust them that if I throw the ball at them, they're going to catch it, and vice versa.
Right. Is there one scene in particular that you liked filming more than others with either one of them?
I actually really enjoyed the scenes that Bruce and I filmed. I think they aired last week where Johnny goes to visit him in Shady Brook.
Right.
And, you know, it's that whole moment of, you know, he wants to get out and Johnny says, there's no way you're getting out. That I really enjoyed. And, you know, with Maurice, I actually really enjoyed the fight scene we had about a month or two ago.
We did too.
That was, you know, it was fun. Like I said, you know, he'll play, and we show up, and we just, you know, we kind of let the scene travel where it needs to go. So he's a lot of fun to work with.
Well, they've been great, and we can't wait to see what happens next because the storylines are going really great, and we enjoy watching you on there, and you're doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Everybody at the message board told me to tell you hello. And I think half of them are probably either on the phone or in the chat room, one of the two.
Yeah.
One of the two. But Angelina wanted me to ask you one question, and then I'll let you talk to other people. She wanted to know what CDs you currently have in your car that you're listening to.
Oh, wow. one of them, let's see, I was just listening to a mixed CD that I made. And let's see, the other ones, let me try just off the top of my head, I was listening to this week. I have Johnny Cash.
Nice.
I have a little
good one.
Yeah, Johnny Cash, Pink Floyd, Nine Inch Nails, Frank Sinatra.
Of course.
Yeah, those are off the top of my head what I have in there right now.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, we're excited about your fan club weekend event, and congratulations
Woo!
On it selling out. And we hope
maybe
that we will hear you sing at it.
We'll see. We will see.
Don't torture me, Shelly. I didn't get tickets in time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll be there to tell you how it was, I guess, if that works.
Thanks.
Welcome.
We'll be outside the door listening with my glasses up against the door.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right.
Well,
thanks,
Brandon, and keep up the great work, and we'll see you in July.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Great talking to you again.
Good talking to you,
Sally.
Too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Brandon, let me tell you,
yes.
Since we've started this show April 1st,
okay.
As of right now, you are the highest ranker in our chat room. We have over 70 people in our chat room right now.
Aww.
Wow, awesome.
And you are, you beat Bradford Anderson. You beat him.
Really?
You beat him, you
That's
beat him. Yes, you did.
That is hard to believe.
There's 72 users right now and like 15 people on hold.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, great.
But I know my girl here, Jennifer, had a question for you.
Sure.
Brandon. I do. I want to know if you could pair Johnny with anyone, who would it be and why?
Wow, that's a good question. If I could pair Johnny with anyone, well, first of all, I love what he and Lulu have. I think I think they have just a great dynamic. And, of course, Julie and Brandon, we have a great dynamic as actors, I think. But, wow, if I could pair him with anyone, I would have to say, and she's not on the show, but Brenda. I think they would be a pretty dynamic and
volatile. Wow, that's a good – I didn't even think about that.
Okay,
yeah.
I have to do my follow-up question. What about Nadine?
Nadine, that could be fun, too. That could be fun, too, you know, to maybe exploit a little bit of her dark side. So,
yes, we actually had Claire on our show last week.
Oh, great.
And I actually asked her about Nadine and Johnny. So I actually have a little clip of what she said, what she had to say.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
How would you feel about a Johnny-Nadine romance?
I would like that because I really like Brandon. but that would actually, you know, I was talking to Bob just about, you know, pairings and things like that, because the thing that's great and also difficult about Nadine is she has no connections. She has no family connections, and, you know, there's nothing tying her into anyone else except for at the hospital. So I'm hoping, the good thing about Johnny would be that he's not at the hospital, because I'm hoping that there's someone that, you know, can take me outside of that setting just to see what that would be like, and then maybe see, like, what my apartment looks like.
Well, that's Claire's thoughts on the whole thing. She wants you too.
Well, there you go. Johnny and Nadine in 08.
Well, you already... Jennifer, tell them their name.
Oh, it's a... Well, there's either Nani or Jodine.
I like
Jodine. Nani? That's great. I vote for Jodine.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Let's go with Jodine.
That sounds a little
Let's go with Jodine.
Player on the Denver Nuggets.
I'll tell you, speaking of, Shelley mentioned you working with Bruce Weitz, he's actually coming on our show tomorrow night, so that'll
awesome.
Be fun.
You're in for a treat. You definitely
yeah.
are in for a treat.
See, we have the whole Zakara family on Stardish, now we just got to get Sarah to get on this show.
Rock on, yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, so we're going to take another caller, darling. So let's go to area code 703. Area code 703, you're on the phone with Brandon Barash. What's your name?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Brandon, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm great, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure, thanks for listening and calling in.
Well, everybody's just about to ask my questions. So a couple people were saying, well, ask them about Johnny and Lulu, and when are we finally going to see the togetherness?
That's a good question. That is an answer that I don't even know. So, there's a lot of back and forth. So where it's all going and where it ultimately ends, I have no idea. So your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, I wish you would have told us some more, Brandon.
I'm telling you all I know.
Well, you're just wonderful, and you really are the only one who could ever play Johnny Z.
Oh,
thank
you so much. I appreciate that. That's
just
very
awesome.
Sweet.
And I look forward to meeting you at Fan Club Weekend at your event.
Likewise.
Thanks
Absolutely.
So much. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You
mm-hmm.
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So Desiree has a question for you also, Brandon.
She giggling? Oh,
that would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am the giggler, so. how are you, Brandon?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Me and Jen had the opportunity of meeting you at Touched by a Star.
Yes, it was great. It was very nice meeting you.
It was very hectic. It was very, very, very hectic around you and Sebastian.
To say the least.
Yeah,
it was pretty much.
You guys were very, very entertaining that night.
Well, you know, we have fun entertaining ourselves, so it's...
I want to know, what can we expect from your fan club weekend event this year?
Well, it's still a work in progress. Obviously, I didn't expect it to sell out and to sell out as quickly as it did, so that was very nice. And I don't know. I'm going to try. I want to do something a little different than, is the norm. But me not having done a fan event before and, you know, let alone one at General Hospital Fan Club Weekend, I'm still kind of getting the lay of the land, trying to figure out what people do and what people don't do and what works, what doesn't. So I don't know, but let's just say we'll make it special.
Sounds good.
We'll make it worth your while.
Are you going to be showing up at any other cast members' events that weekend?
I don't know yet. I've talked to a few people about their events, but I don't know if theirs are set in stone. But, yeah, there's definitely the possibility that I'll be making an appearance.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Fan Club Weekend.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
Good.
See, I wish I could go to Fan Club Weekend. You got to be all the way out there in California, for crying out loud.
Sorry.
So, I mean, for Pete's sake, when?
I'll be in Florida in a week and a half.
Oh, but Tails and Tots. Right. Yeah, I couldn't do that. But I'm hoping you'll be at Super Soap. If you come to Super Soap, I'll definitely be there for that. So that's
good.
Usually like my one-time trip a year thing.
Excellent.
So,
well, let's plan on it.
Absolutely, and you'll know me. Trust me. All right, we're going to take another caller, Brandon.
Right.
Area code 727. Hi, area code 727. What's your name?
Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. You're on the phone with Brandon
Veronica.
Hi, Brandon. Speaking of the Tails and Tots event, I'm actually going to be there next weekend.
Oh, great.
So I'll see you then.
Excellent. Sounds like a plan.
There was two questions. One was mine and one is from what the other people wanted to know. My question was, what is, like, some of your favorite movies?
What is one of my favorite movies?
Or some of them.
Some of them. Okay. Some of my favorite movies. My favorite comedy ever is Coming to America, hands down. Eddie Murphy.
It.
Those of you listening, if you haven't seen it, run, don't walk to the video store to Best Buy. Get it. Own it. Love
yeah.
it. Take it in as part of your family. And then as far as other movies that are just kind of sticking out in my head, Cool Hand Luke, definitely, is an older Paul Newman movie. Rain Man, because Dustin Hoffman's performance in that is just uncanny and unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, recent movies that I've seen that I love... There Will Be Blood was brilliant, and I just saw No Country for Old Men, which blew my mind.
So now to the questions about what the other ones want to know. Can you do any celebrity impressions?
I can, but you have to really, I have a good Nicholson, but you got to see me in order to really get the whole feel for it. So maybe at Tails and Tots, I'll bring a little bit of it out.
Oh, I will be asking then.
He does a great
job. What other impressions do you do, Brandon?
I can do various voices. I can do, whatever. Yes, I guess. I can barely do Borat, yes.
Oh, okay.
He is my friend.
Oh, God, that was great.
Yeah, I can, ever since I was a little kid, that's actually why my family had always thought I should get involved in the profession is, since I was like 3 years old, I was doing impersonations of Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid. So, that's kind of always been my MO.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been playing the piano? How did you get into that? Because you're fantastic at that.
Oh, well, thank you. Good editing. But got into it. I played from about age 6 to 10 and then really wanted nothing to do with it. I just wanted to play basketball and baseball. So my dad allowed me to quit, but not before he told me that I would deeply regret it one day, and sure enough, I did. And in college, I got back into it because I figured if I was going to get graded for it, I'd actually work hard.
Right.
And so I got back into it in college and have been doing it ever since, off and on.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, you
and,
definitely
you know,
got
I really – what's that?
I was saying, you definitely got some nice little twinkle fingers there. You do a really good job on that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoy it.
So, let's see. We are almost at our half-hour point here, and this is where Jennifer does a segment called Favorites. So,
yes.
Jen, you want to take over?
Yeah.
Sure. What Favorites is 10 questions, and you're just going to give me pretty much the first answer that comes to mind, since you pretty much know Favorites. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Favorite color?
Green.
Favorite animal?
Oh, God, that's so tough. the bear.
Favorite movie, which you just said.
Gohan Luke.
Favorite TV show?
Right now, that's on the air right now, Rescue Me.
Okay. Your favorite actor and actress?
Oh, that's a tough question. Okay. Actor. Let's say Daniel Day-Lewis. And actress would be Kate Blanchett.
Your favorite book?
Life of Pi by Yann Martell.
Favorite vacation spot?
Alaska.
Favorite childhood toy?
Childhood play?
Toy.
Oh, my God.
Toy.
I was like, God, I don't even remember going to a play as a child. you know, when I was a child, I had this little pretzel-shaped teething ring, and my parents always thought that I lost them, but I would secretly store them in a little push-along tow truck that I had. So by the time I was done teething, I had quite the collection. Random,
right.
I know.
Wow. Your favorite food?
Italian or Japanese. It's a tie.
Your favorite singer and or band?
Let's say, oh, my God, that's such a tough question. The first thing that's coming to my head right now is Dylan, Bob Dylan.
Wow.
All right.
Yay.
Well, that's you made it through safely,
it.
Okay?
Oh, good.
You passed.
Yes.
You passed
yeah.
the
All
test.
Right.
You definitely did. All right.
Okay.
We are going to move on to another telephone caller because they are just, like, people blowing this place up. I can't believe I'm, like, in awe of how many people are in this thing because I'm not lying to you when I tell you that there's 76 people in the chat room and there's currently 20 people on hold.
Wow, I'm digging it.
You're big, man. You made it big time, baby. All right, let's see. Who's going to be the lottery lucky winner here? Let's do the Bronx, New York, 718.
The Bronx. Hello, the Bronx.
Come on. Get up on that phone. Area code 718. Where are you? Oh, come on. They're not there. All right, well, you know what?
Aww.
Let's move on. We'll move on to area code.
Oh, 718.
Hello? Oh, there we go. Area code 718.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Brandon. My name's Alyssa. I'm actually from Brooklyn, not the Bronx.
Okay, Brooklyn.
Hello,
we got
Alyssa
it.
From Brooklyn.
You are doing such a fantastic job. I'm loving you on General Hospital.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. I wanted to know, what are some of your favorite pastimes? Like, what do you like to do when you're not filming?
When I'm not filming, I love anything sports or exercise-oriented. I love the outdoors. I love cooking is always relaxing for me for some reason, maybe because I love eating everything in sight. But and I'm really digging the NBA playoffs right now.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I wanted to say I was supposed to go to Fan Club Weekend, but it's not happening. But hopefully you'll come to New York and do a fan event here sometime.
I'd love to come to New York, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, keep up the great work, and I can't wait to watch today's episode.
All right. Have fun.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow. The love is just there. And Desiree, you wanted to tell Brandon something.
Yes, I just got a message from Shelley. Brandon, you should
yes.
be expecting something in the mail from your from the board.
Uh-oh. All right.
So
I love that board. You guys are too sweet.
Yeah, we love you, though, so that's why.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate everything you guys do.
Brandon, you've done so many different spots, you know, between prime time, this time, that time, and now you're in daytime.
Yeah.
What is so unique to you now about daytime as far as the fans go? I mean, everybody who's anybody will tell say that soap fans are the most loyal fans on earth. How do you
Absolutely.
Feel about that?
Yeah. Well, that when you asked me before, you just said that the latter part of that sentence, the first word that popped into my mind was loyalty, and soap fans are, I mean, once you got them, they love you, and it's definitely interesting. I mean, having come off of shows like Gilmore Girls and 24 and, you know, the thing on NCIS I did, it's, I've never had the response that I'm having right now, and it's a blast. It really is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Just wait, and I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Bradford Anderson when he was coming to Super Soap Weekend, because I know there's no way on God's green earth they're not going to be
exactly yeah,
silly
be
enough not to invite you to go, because I'll tell you right now, Brian Franz's email will just explode if you don't receive an invitation, trust me. And you
and he sings, so
yeah, you'll
exactly.
be there.
You'll be there. Street jam it away. You will be there. And
right.
you are just going to have a blast. You really, really will. I really, really hope they're not stupid enough to not invite you, because that would really set me off.
But
okay,
really,
now that
really
I said
that. You don't want that.
No, you don't. You really don't.
But
he
it is
doesn't,
really,
I'll
really
tell
crazy. It is really, really crazy there. So
it is.
Really?
It's a right. crazy scene, but you know what?
You'll
For
love
the most
it.
Part, if you enjoy interacting with your fans, then you'll love it. You really will.
Good. Great.
So that being said, I'm going to pull on another caller before I say something I shouldn't. Okay. Area code 651. Area code 651. What is up
Bueller.
With that?
We have so many callers. We have so many callers. There's a bit of a delay.
There is a delay when we're clicking in, because the phone lines are so jammed up. But you're absolutely right, Bueller.
Bueller,
come on.
Bueller.
That's another great movie.
Oh, it is a classic.
Yes, it is.
What do we have? About 23 lines on hold. And,
yeah. Yeah, there is. It's 20. Well, we have area code 646 on the phone. That's you, Jennifer. Duh. Wait a minute.
No. 651
okay.
is on. 651 is on now.
Okay, area code 651, you're on the phone. Area
Hello, 651?
Can we
Hello?
Get a Bueller?
Stop it, I'm going to die.
This is better than the whole Dr. Phil episode. Okay, let's move on. Let's switch over to area code 508. Area
Hello?
Code 508. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes,
right.
We can. Your name?
Hi, I'm Erin. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi, Erin.
Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good. Great. I was going to ask something else, but you just mentioned the NBA playoffs, so I figured I'll talk about that. Now
right,
you're a Lakers. Are you a Laker fan? I assume.
I'm a huge Laker fan. Have
See,
been
I'm
since
a,
I can remember.
I'm a huge Celtics fan, and I'm like a ticket holder.
If you guys
get
this, you know
what?
Final.
I know. What the hell?
I can't even believe it. I am dumbfounded at what you guys are not doing in the playoffs.
I know. It's
not
embarrassing.
It, you know what?
No.
It should be. I mean, you guys should not be taking this kind of crap from Atlanta or from any other team.
I know, and I'm like, I barely want to go to the game tomorrow night. I'm so ticked off at my boys, but
well,
it'll be
if
fine.
You got tickets, you better go. Or
oh,
well,
I mean, I got tickets. I mean, I'm a season
okay.
ticket holder. I'm not going to go, but
okay.
I mean, you guys are like 4-0 against Denver, so you're all set.
Oh, yeah, we're good to go.
But so you see the Lakers coming out of the West?
What's that?
You see the Lakers coming out of the West, though? You think
I do. I actually think our toughest opponent in both conferences will be the Spurs in the conference finals. Yeah. So I think if we get past the Spurs, we'll knock anybody off from the East.
Yeah, well, okay,
even
sure.
Celtics, sure. Right? Even those little Celtics of yours.
Little Celtics? Oh, that's so mean. Okay, quickly, I'll ask you a quick question about GH. Is there any particular cast member you spend, like, your time off, like, off the set? Do you hang out with anybody in particular?
Yeah, I mean, Bradford and I definitely kick it every once in a while, and Josh and I love playing video games.
So you and Josh are buddy-buddy offset?
Yeah, we're not. I know there have been rumors that he and I hate each other, and we definitely don't. We do not.
Okay, so you love everyone. That's good to know.
Yeah, everyone's great.
All right, well, so Lakers-Celtics. You know, hey, if it happens, you should come to Boston and check out a game, too. So.
I would love that.
Definitely. Well, you know, I am rooting for your Lakers until the finals, so.
Thank you. Okay,
be
then
good.
I'll do the same for your Celtics, and then I will be rooting for the Lakers to crush them.
Okay, well, I won't, but okay. This was fun. All right, well, congrats on all your success, Brandon. Thanks
for
talking to me.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Hi.
Oh, she was so sweet.
Awesome.
Okay, let's hop into area code 336 and hope. Oh, my goodness, no delay. Area code 336, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Mindy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Brandon, I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
Okay, what has been your oddest fan encounter so far? Since you haven't made it to Super Soup Weekend yet, it's nothing compared to what you had experienced before, but what has been
there have definitely been some isolated, odd fan incidents, and we'll leave them at that. But as a group, the oddest one had to have been at Touch by a Star, walking into that room and not being able to make it to my table. It was very funny. And it wasn't odd, and I'm not saying it was odd in a bad way or it was bad at all. It was just, okay, wow, they really are loyal. You know, it's just, like I said, it's good that everybody's having this response to Johnny and to me playing Johnny. It, I guess, makes me realize, like I said earlier, I'm doing something right. So.
Yes, you definitely are.
Thank you.
What direction would you like to see Johnny go in? Do you want him to go into the mob, or is there something else you want to see him explore?
It's, I don't know. I definitely have thoughts where I'd like him to go, but I guess at the end of the day, I want him to be a multi-layered human being. I want him to, and they've already started writing him that way. You know, I want him to be able to have that hard, crazy side and loose cannon side, but also want him to be able to have the side and the capacity to fall in love with somebody. And I think, you know, that definitely feels maybe where they're going with the whole Johnny Lulu story. Like I said, I don't know specifically what's going to happen. But, you know, as long as by the time I'm done with this show, I have made Johnny as human as possible, my job is done.
I think you are achieving that very well.
Thank you. It's hard, but I love it.
Yeah. Okay, the last question is, what would be your dream acting role?
My dream acting role? Wow, that's definitely a tough one. To bring back a subject we've talked about many times tonight, to, you know, be able to have a reprisal of Cool Hand Luke would just be a dream come true for me, or for any actor, for that matter. But, you know, I haven't done too much thinking of what specific roles I would like, but generally the roles I like to play are people who are often misunderstood, and to be able to shed light, excuse me, I have some frogs in my throat, but to be able to, it's not just a frog, it's like a whole colony of little rainforest frogs.
Wow.
I know. But Anyway, yeah, it's one of those things where I think playing the guy who's often misunderstood is so much fun for me, because you have no choice but to tap into the psyche and to figure out why the person is the way they are. So I hope that answered your question. It was very muddled, my response.
Oh,
but
no, that's great. Thank you so much. And
you're welcome.
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're going to go over to area code 856.
856.
Hey,
yo, what's up, ladies? And Brandon.
Hey, Zabelle.
Hey.
Diggler, how are you?
I'm fine.
All you have to do is say your name. It's like those dolls that they have a string attached. You just pull the string and you get to the front. Gonna make a Giggler doll.
That's the best one I've heard so far. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You hit the nail on the head, Brandon.
Okay.
But I just went on.
Actually, Sebastian Roche actually gave her her name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? Sebastian gave her the name?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, I just, Brandon, I just brought on Neville Lee, who I believe you,
Oh my god, you know my whole name. How did that happen?
Did another interview with you on Buzzworthy Radio.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. Yes. I knew I recognized the name. How are you, man?
I'm good, good, good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
How are these ladies treating you on this show? I hope they're not hurting you in any way, shape, or form until
July.
Well,
you know, I'll have to recover from the mental scars, but I'll make it.
Or the giggling, either one.
Or the giggling.
they're kittens. They're little puppy dogs. They're great.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I've never been referred to the puppy dogs.
That you never
I know, neither
puppy
am
dogs.
I. Okay.
But I did have a question. I can't believe
yes.
I have a question, and I just interviewed him like last month. I can't believe it. So far, besides the fact of you beating up Sonny Corentos on the show, what has been your
yeah.
favorite moment of playing the role of Johnny Zakhar?
Well,
please
I think
tell me
actually
I did
going right off what that.
I said, I hope I did not stump you.
Oh, no, you didn't stump me. But it's actually your question and what you, the moment that you omitted, they kind of go hand in hand. But the moment after that where Johnny goes back into Claudia's room and they have a very soft and tender moment after, you know, such a heightened moment, I enjoyed that very much.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well,
yeah.
Very good.
Gotta free up the lines here because, you know, all these wonderful, lovely, luscious ladies want to talk to you for the rest of the evening.
Wow, they're
true.
Wonderful, lovely, and luscious.
And
oh,
luscious.
Yeah, you have no idea who's on the other end of these lines, man.
All right.
I've seen them.
Thanks
I,
a lot,
I already
Neville.
Know. All right. I'll see you guys.
Bye, Neville. Okay, Jennifer, you wanted to tell Brandon something, I believe.
Well, yeah, well, me and Desiree went to Chicago. And we went to Rick Hurst's event, and he was saying how thanks, Des. He was saying how Johnny, well, actually how Claudia acts towards Johnny, how she's always like stroking his hair and saying, "Oh, Johnny," and he said, "Are they brother and sister, or are they like a couple or something?"
Yeah, he would walk by and he'd be watching it and going. Be getting really intrigued with it and go, no, brother, sister, brother, no, 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 I can't be watching this.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
Well,
they have a little incestuous
too.
Relationship going on.
Oh, no, no, there's no...
That would
no
bring General Hospital to a whole nother level, boy.
Yeah.
Incest is
no,
not bad.
No, thank you to incest.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
they need
goodness.
To do something with those. They need to do something with those ratings.
Yeah, really.
Well, that ain't it. That
yeah,
is
yeah
sure.
That is not it.
Incest will
that
not
is
attract
so not
viewers.
It.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Right? No. All right, we're jumping
yeah.
over to area code 703. Area code 703. 703.
Hello?
Going once. going twice.
On the way out. Boom.
Okay.
Not
all right.
703.
No, I'm sorry, 708. Not quick enough. Let's go to area code 301.
Hi.
Area code 301.
I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, Northern Virginia got lost, but I win. Yay. So I have a compliment, and then I have two questions.
Great.
The compliment is that I'm kind of worried about where they're taking Johnny. I'm not crazy about the whole psycho killer thing. But
right.
But you're totally, like, every time they switch directions of where they want the character to go, you're totally believable. So, yay.
Oh,
good
thank
job.
You.
Loads of
thank
fun
you.
To watch. I think, you know, if somebody else were playing it, I would probably be lost right now. But I'm
wow.
still hanging
well,
on to
I
the
appreciate
ride.
That.
So. And my question is, the first question is, you know, because you're with the mob, you do get to interact with a lot of the different characters on the show, but I was wondering what actor you haven't gotten to work with that you'd really like to.
Good question. Well, I mean, they really have, I've been in scenes, I think, with pretty much almost everybody, but, you know, I've always said John Engel would be a lot of fun to work with, and I haven't had the opportunity to work with Tyler Christopher very much, and I think he's a great actor. I enjoy working with him very much, so that would be fun. And then also, I know we've had a few scenes together, but I very much enjoy working with Laura Wright. I think she's a fantastic actress and a very generous actress, and I definitely would not be opposed to more scenes with her as well.
Oh, she's doing really great right now with the whole Michael stuff. Just
oh, my God. I'm in awe of her because to be able to – I mean, she's been coming to work for the last – I don't know, month and a half, and, you know, she's got to be in that dark emotional state every day, and, you know, to have that desperation and then to just leave it at the door is she's just doing tremendous work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hate Carly, so she's really doing good work. I'm totally sold. But my next question is, if you had to pick your Emmy reel for next year right now, what three things would you put on it?
What three scenes? Okay. One, the one that I talked about earlier where, you know, the fight with Sonny, then the continuation in the hospital room.
That was really great. That, by the way, you and Sarah
thank you.
Were so good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun. And then another one would be, I mentioned this earlier too. I liked the scenes with Bruce last week. That took place in Shady Brook. I like those very much. And then there was also, and I know that these are all kind of, they have a similar feel, but the third one maybe, Johnny finding out that Michael's been shot, and then he kind of goes off on this diatribe about how mob kids never escape the mob to Spinelli and Lulu. I like that moment very much.
That was a good one, too. That was really good dialogue. They don't always.
It was very, very well written. I agree.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And
absolutely, thank you.
I'm supposed to say I'm from the Jolu board, and I'm supposed to mention
you're what?
Hi to everybody. I'm from the Jolu
you're
board.
From,
I'm supposed to say.
Oh, that. Great! Excellent.
And also,
thanks
Kelly
for representing.
Now,
wait a minute. Are you guys the ones that sent me the thing for Valentine's Day, and then a couple weeks ago sent me another thing with CDs and T-shirts?
Oh, crap. I have no idea.
You don't? Okay, because I've
don't
been
know.
Looking everywhere for the email address to contact someone to thank them. So if you're listening, thank you
well,
so much. I did get everything, and you guys are awesome.
They're saying on the chat board that it was.
It was.
And
okay, then.
They're screaming, yes, 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 it was us.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
well,
man. I'm a horrible member.
That
was the Jolu board.
Oh, good. Okay, Jolu board. I'll have to go on there and post something this week. But the CDs that they made for me, I have in my dressing room, and I listen to them all the time. They actually have a lot of artists on there that I love. So great job with that. Thank you so much.
oh my God, these girls are going crazy in this chat room now. They're going, oh my God, it's just hysterical. You would have to log on and see our chat room to see the responses that you're getting now. Just by mentioning them. They're flipping off the handles. I never seen so many AWWs in my life. So
you think you were in a root beer shop, you know?
I'm telling you. So will you be attending the Emmys this year, Brandon?
Yeah, I'll definitely be attending the Emmys, absolutely.
Well, Jennifer and Desiree will also be there, and it happens to be Jennifer's birthday that day also.
Oh, happy birthday. All right.
Thank you.
They'll both be at the Emmys also.
Yeah.
Great.
Can't wait to see you.
Likewise.
Now, let me ask you something. You have done so much in your career. Is there any one thing so far that stands out as far as advice from a mentor or another actor or something like that that you take with you every place you go?
Well, Hal Holbrook. I got to work with Hal Holbrook on NCIS, which is by far the most rewarding and satisfying experience I've had is working on NCIS because, you know, working with Mark Harmon and also Hal Holbrook, the guy is just, mm-hmm. I mean, it's those of you that saw Into the Wild and he really opened the door to his soul in that movie, I mean, that's who that guy is. And, you know, he just always encouraged me to never stop learning and to always be hungry for more and mm-hmm. to just soak everything in. And working with him was just, it was a dream come true. Absolutely.
Wow. Hal Holbrook is fantastic.
He's a fantastic actor.
You've had the opportunity to work with a lot of amazing, amazing people.
Yeah,
and
I just want you to know.
Well, I'll let you know now that, let's say 10, 15, 20 years from now, and someone else is sitting in this chair and they're doing a show like this, somebody's going to be saying that about you one day.
Oh, thank you
so
much. You are so sweet. Thank you.
I try when I have to be. I do have a soft spot in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But, well, let's clear up some of these phone lines. We only have a little bit of time left. So I'm going to try and go over to area code 601, which I believe is New Jersey.
Hello, New Jersey.
601?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Jersey.
No, this is Renee from Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi.
Hello, okay. All right.
I'm in the middle
of
nowhere.
I got to brush up on my area code.
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
All right.
Well, I really didn't have a question. I think everyone's, you know, had good questions and you've answered everything. I just wanted to say that you are a great actor and you're very inspirational with your charity work and the treatment of your fans. I just wanted to tell you that. And just since I'm in the middle of nowhere, I probably won't get to see you at any fan events. So this is my time to say hello.
hello. And thank you so much for saying all of that. You're very sweet.
Well, you just seem like a very down-to-earth, sweet person, and just comes through in your interviews and your work on the TV shows, so I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. I try.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're
thank
so
you
welcome.
For calling.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, let's go to area code 847. Are you there? I'm not even going to guess. 847, where are you?
In Chicago.
All right,
Chicago.
Hi, you ladies are so cute. I actually just listened to the show for the first time last night when you had Caroline Hussey on.
Oh, okay.
So,
thank you.
So this is my first time calling in. Well, first time listening, really. But anyways, hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I had a question about your character's sister, Claudia, and whether or not we can trust her as viewers, or Johnny can trust her.
Well, I don't know. That's a very, very good question. I wonder that every day when I walk onto set, where exactly that storyline is going, and it definitely keeps things interesting for me. But I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Like I said, I don't really have any information as to where the storyline is going.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that Mr. Guza upstairs will make it quite interesting.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm on the fence whether I can trust her character or not, so I wanted to see your take on that.
Then I have a personal question for you. Three careers that you would choose if you weren't going to be an actor, or if you weren't an actor.
Okay. I would be a surgeon, which is what I was going to do if I didn't become an actor, so that one's easy. A surgeon, a musician, and the third one, possibly a marine biologist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting choices.
I'm a very interesting person, and I'm not necessarily a good thing.
Look,
yes, you
I'm
are.
Not even going to touch that one. I'm not even going to answer that one. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
And thank you for calling. And
thank you for having me on.
All right. Well, I hope you tune in tomorrow night, because we're going to have Johnny Zakhar's father on also tomorrow
Ooh.
Night at 10 p.m.
Well, you guys have me all booked up. I'm supposed to be doing schoolwork right now, and I'm stuck listening to radio show.
Oh.
So I got to go back to it now. Thank
all right,
you.
Well, go right ahead, sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. So sweet, we corrupt all these young minds. Isn't it wonderful? Okay, we're going to go to area code 630. 630-673. Because there's two of you on there. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Jenna.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Actually, Jen already asked both my questions. I was going to ask about Claire.
Sorry.
I was going to ask about the incest with Claudia. So, I really don't have a question, but I didn't want to be rude and hang up.
Okay.
Well.
So what is the question having to do with the, quote, incest?
I don't know. It just seems like Claudia loves him an awful lot.
Yeah.
She did.
And,
you know,
like we're going to find out Johnny is really Trevor's, and then she'll be happy because she can get him.
Oh, Jesus, Lord, help us, please.
I'm not touching that. I'm going to let,
this
you,
is,
I'm gonna let
this,
you say whatever
okay.
you want.
You know, this is soap opera world, but it ain't that kind of soap opera world, and I
exactly.
swear I hope they would never go there.
They would
I look
not.
At Johnny, and Johnny and Claudia have a similar type relationship, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, of Angelina Jolie and her brother, because she's awfully
Saban,
close
yeah,
to
that's
her
that's
brother.
That's who I compare them
yeah.
to, Saban and Angelina Jolie.
Right, yeah, right. So. Yeah, and we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, let's
that,
go with that
it.
And move on.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Johnny and Claudia are Angelina, and what's the brother's name?
James.
Whatever
Hammond.
His name is.
Oh, I don't know what his name is.
Well, that's
James
whatever.
James. Whatever his name is.
James.
Whatever
James.
His name is. So we'll leave it at that. All right, well, very good then.
Hey, Brandon, so, did you watch General Hospital before you were on it?
I did not, I have to admit.
Bad.
No.
Okay.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I did start watching it once I was cast. I definitely once I found out, I definitely started watching it and, you know, getting a feel for the genre and for all the characters. So, but no, before I was cast, I did not.
How far back did you watch? I mean, did they give you like reels to watch of, you know, previous episodes to get an idea of the characters themselves before you were coming on?
They did and they didn't. I mean, when I first booked it before, you know, there was like a 2-week lag period from the time that I booked the job to when I started filming. And in that time, I just TiVo'd episodes every day and watched as much as I could. And then when I started working, you know, I started watching Steve Burton's past episodes because I feel like he's a good role model to learn from. So I started watching a lot of his stuff. So, and then, of course, paying attention to everybody on set and how they work. So in that respect, I watched. Yeah.
Okay. Desi, you had a question for Brandon?
Yes, I do. I'm a big Kelly Monaco / Sam fan. How would you maybe to work with Kelly? Or
That
know,
would be fun.
Sam.
Bring it. Johnny. Absolutely. Yeah, I think Johnny and Sam could definitely have a very dynamic interaction.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she has nothing against men with guns, that's for sure.
It's
so
right.
Wouldn't have to change a bit of your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To get with her. So that's a good pairing there also. There's a lot of interesting ones that can be done.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take another telephone call from area code. Let me see. Where am I? 908. Area
908.
Code 908.
Nope.
Hello.
908. Going once.
Oh, hello.
Going
twice.
That's it. See you later. Bye.
Gold, not to the person in 908.
All right. So let's try area code 254. 254, 254, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. A winner.
Hi, my name is Sandy, and I actually have two questions for you, Brandon.
Great.
I actually belong to a group on what we call the Johnny and Lulu night shift.
Oh, cool.
And we see Joe Lou as the next Luke and Laura. So
that's a great compliment.
Well, we are so excited about the two of you as a super couple. So we were wondering if... Actually, this is so embarrassing to ask, but I promised the girls I would ask you this. We were wondering, when do we get another Rock the Boat scene? I mean, for two characters that are supposed to be in love, isn't 2 months an awfully long time between whoopee sessions, you know?
Well, let's just say it'll be worth the wait.
Yes, that's all we wanted to hear. We so have been dying to hear that. You have no idea. Are you serious? Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You got it.
All right. You made her day.
And the second question I promised I would ask, and I'm so glad you can't see me right now because I'm sure
gonna
my
keep
face
it clean.
Is as red as a tomato, we were wondering if you could do us a favor and please wear those awesome skin-hugging sweatpants for us one more time.
Okay, wow.
All right. That's more of a wardrobe department question, but...
Well, we have rewind 27 times to watch those. Let me tell you, I'm not joking.
Okay.
We're Brandon. Okay, we're Brandon.
PGs on the night shift. So let me tell you, we have a day shift and a night shift on soaps.com, and we are constantly talking about Johnny and Lulu. We are so obsessed with you guys. It's ridiculous.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
All right.
The chemistry between the two of you are incredible.
Thanks. Well, Julie's very easy and a lot of fun to work with.
Well, thank you so much for the wonderful job that you're doing. And I heard that the two of you are, like, hit it off right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, she's so easy to get along with, very friendly. And, yeah, it's never been an issue for us.
Are you going to her wedding in June?
No, I don't think I am.
Oh, boo.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brandon, for your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to area code 623. 623?
Hello.
Hello.
You guys are on a little delay here on my phone, so bear with me. And I can only hear you, Jen.
Really?
Can you hear me?
Brandon?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you all, yes.
Okay.
All right, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
And hi, I have a question. If you could do a reality show, what show would you do?
Oh, God, I'm not a reality show fan, but if I could do any, it would be American Idol.
Yes!
It made Jen happy.
That's like my favorite show.
Really?
Besides General Hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good answer.
Well, yeah, hello.
All right. Well, I could see you on American Idol, and I could also see you strolling across the stage and, you know, kind of like punching Simon in his face. I could see that.
That would be
Joanne.
Awesome.
Joanne.
Yeah.
I have I have another question for Brandon.
Sure.
This is from Shelley again. She wants to know how his screenplay was coming along that you're writing.
It's coming. It's definitely. I haven't been able to work on it as much as I have.
What's it about?
And, you know, before. Well, I'm gonna keep that under wraps for now.
Okay.
But you guys will definitely find out eventually. So it's loosely based on an experience that I once had. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? That's where the best writing comes from. Past
experience.
Exactly.
So that's good to hear. So
I have a question. If you had one wish for anything in the world, what would you wish for?
Oh my God, that's too difficult. But let's try and answer it. If I had one wish for anything in the world, well, I mean, let's see. World peace is definitely something everybody wants, and sounds terribly cliche. But, if I could have one thing for the world, it would be that.
Okay.
Well, I have a question, and it's clean.
That's fine.
Look, come on. Give me a break already. What is something that we would be so surprised to know about you?
Well, you already know I play the piano.
Yes.
Wow, what would you be so surprised to know about me? Some of you know that I like jumping out of airplanes. Let's see. Well, I play the harmonica. I don't think anyone knows that.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny. My son just started playing that, too.
Really? Oh, it's so
mm-hmm.
much fun. It is so much fun.
Well, he's 7 and he annoys me, but I don't know how much fun it is, but, you know.
Okay. All right.
But hopefully it'll develop.
Yeah. It's a really fun instrument. So I actually taught myself to play I went out and I bought all sorts of old blues albums like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf.
Oh, okay.
And I just listened to them over and over again and then just tried to mimic the sounds. So.
That's great.
That's how I learned, yeah.
That's great when you could self-teach you something like that, because it can become useful in the future. You never know.
Yeah, and if anything, it's a good outlet.
Yeah, right. You see a lot of people do that, you know, just to blow off steam. It calms them down. And
right.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, we're going to try this area code here. I never saw it before, so area code 281.
That's Houston.
Hey.
Hello, Houston.
Hello, Brandon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I have a question.
Yes.
I love Kristen Storm, and
yes.
I was just wondering if there's going to be any more Maxie and Johnny scenes.
That's a good question. I really enjoy her as well, and I actually watched our aired episode of What Happened in the Haunted Star a couple weeks ago. And, yeah, she and I do great work together. So as of right now, I don't know of any, but let's put the thoughts out there in the universe.
Yeah, definitely. Talk to Mr. Guza. I mean, I don't watch the show as much as I used to because it kind of stinks, but
yeah.
There are some things I catch, and y'all's is good.
Oh, good.
was I not supposed to say that?
No, that's fine.
Look, freedom of speech.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. But anywho.
That's okay.
Well, other than that, are you going to get to beat up Sunny anymore?
I don't know. That's another question for the peeps upstairs.
Do you have their direct number? I'd like to call.
Yeah, I would.
You know what?
We'll be posting it on our blog on Stardish Radio.
Yeah,
well, you know what?
Hiding.
On our
I would
on
be
our
on my knees begging for my job in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have we have a list of contact telephone numbers and email addresses on our MySpace page. So you can go to myspace.com/StarDishRadio, and you'll find all ABC numbers and contacts and comment lines and stuff like that, that if you have a gripe or whatever.
And everything.
Yeah, so you can go to our website there, and you can find what you're looking for.
Well, that's cool.
Well, you guys can also, you guys can find me on there as well.
Yes, we can.
Absolutely.
I believe Brandon is our top friend.
Yes, Brandon
is our top friend.
Nice.
Yes, he's in our top.
Are you going to be like...
Did we lose
her?
Did we lose her? I don't know. She's...
Hello?
Yeah, we lost her.
Well, you know what? It's amazing because at this time of night, honestly, with 20 minutes left in the show, we still have 15 people on hold. So, I mean, Brandon, you have set a record for Star Dish Radio tonight.
All right, Brandon.
Yes, he certainly has. So I'm going to try over here and go back to this area code, and hopefully they'll pick up. 603. 603.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. You're on with Brandon Brosh.
Hi, Brandon.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm from soaps.com. I'm the day shift.
Oh, okay.
You just talked to a night shift member.
Okay.
Oh, are you there?
Do you have a question for Brandon?
Yeah, I do. We were wondering.
Oh, I don't know if my phone cut out or what?
That's what I thought too, Brandon. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
That's okay.
We had a question. We were wondering which you prefer playing, the piano playing Brandon or the whack job Brandon?
That's a good question. I prefer both. I know that's probably not the answer that you were hoping to hear, but I like both of them paired together because it's, separately there's such a dichotomy, but when you put the two sides of the character together, it makes sense.
Oh, okay. Well, we love them both too, but we were just wondering if you were going to go back to the Sweet Johnny anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't be interesting if he was sweet all the time.
No, not all the time, but... and the other question we had was, should we expect any more scenes with Julie? We're on the Jolu thread, so we're always talking about you guys. So we're wondering if we have any good scenes coming up.
Of course. There are lots of good scenes with Johnny and Lulu.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Anything that you can tell us?
That they're fun and they're interesting and you're going to like them.
Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just wanted to see if you could give a shout-out to soaps.com, the Jolu thread, because we're constantly talking about you guys, and we're a little obsessed. So if you can just
definitely
say hello to the girls
love,
on there.
Much love to the girls on the Jolu thread at soaps.com. Thank you for everything.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it amazing? Wow. All right. We got caller area code 504. Five, are you there?
Hello?
505.
Oh, 505.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Hello? Do you have a question for Brandon?
Yeah, which of your MySpace pages are actually ran by you? Or are they ran by other people?
It's the one that says the official Brandon Brosh MySpace page.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, that's really all my questions have been answered. I've enjoyed listening to the conversation.
Oh, good.
And I'm glad
thank
I made
you.
It through.
Me too.
Well, thank
and
you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have
a good
night.
Thank
you. Have a good night.
All righty. Area code 864. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. First of all, I want to say hello to Jennifer. This is Lori. I talk to you on AOL a lot.
Oh, hi.
I've been a patient girl. I've been sitting here waiting for an hour.
Well, thank you so much for waiting.
Brandon, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask you, do y'all ever come to South Carolina for any fan events?
Well, I don't know of anything coming up, but I wouldn't rule it out.
Oh, that's good. It would be good.
Yeah.
I've never been to any kind of general hospital stuff. Jennifer's always telling me about it. And,
okay.
It was good to hear from you. I just wanted to ask you that.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, there's nothing planned as of now, but you never know. Anything's possible.
That's good. All right. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye, Jennifer. Bye, Brandon.
Bye.
Bye.
That's so funny. See, Jennifer, you got fans, too.
Oh, Jen.
My fan club is the fan club of Jennifer Brown.
Okay, great.
Oh. Okay, Brandon, we're going to area code 410.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Area code 410.
Hi, my name is Anita. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Anita?
I'm fine. My question is how is your mom taking the popularity of you being on General Hospital right now?
Oh, are you kidding me? She eats it up. She loves it.
She loves
it? Oh, she loves it. I was just over there for her in Kansas City for her birthday, and we had a couple of experiences when we were out in public that she just soaked it all up. She loved it.
I also have a comment. I have to say a big thank you to you for bringing me back to General Hospital because I had actually been on a break because I wasn't liking the way they were writing Sunny at the time. So you actually brought me back, and the bonus was that you also gave me a couple to root for in Banjolo. So I have to say a big thank you on that one. So keep up the good work. Thank you for doing everything that you're doing, and I'm thoroughly enjoying your portrayal of Johnny.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for having me, by the way. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're going to go to area code 646.
Hello.
646. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Hi. Hello.
Yeah, you're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Hi, my name is Danielle, and I don't really have a question. I just have kind of a funny story.
Okay.
Okay. I was at Steve Burton's fan event this Saturday, and I had there was 188 people there. I was the only one with a Johnny Zaccaro T-shirt on, and Steve covered my shirt with his hand.
I know who you are. I was there.
Oh my God! I didn't even realize he was doing it. I just went up to take the picture, and then my friends were like, "Did you see he covered the name?" And I'm like, "I wanted to send that picture to Brandon,
yes.
And now like he ruined it."
Well, let me just interject real quick. We lost Brandon, but he's back now, right, Brandon?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Brandon!
Yes.
Oh my God, we lost you.
Yes, you lost Brandon.
Oh, well, Brandon, I had the shirt on, and Steve covered the shirt. He covered your name, so I'm sorry. I tried to send it to you, but he said, when I went out there, he was just like, what is this, Johnny Zaccaro? So I'm just like, well, I'm a fan. Don't hurt him. And he was just like, all right. And he's like, you know, that's my enemy. And I'm like, I was kind of disappointed because I was hoping that your character and his character were going to be like, you know, friends.
Yeah, well, anything's possible.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a lot of fun, and everybody, when I went up there, he was a little, you know, it was all good fun, but everybody cheered. I got a lot of people cheering for me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I love that you shared the pictures. Thank you.
You're welcome, and just, you know, nothing else. I just wanted to tell you that story, and, you know, you're doing a great job, and I love the show, so, all right, good luck
to you. Thank
you
so much. Thank
all right, you. Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to move on to area code 301. 301, are you there yet?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I was just listening to the show. I already asked a question, but I'll ask another one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what other role on General Hospital would you like to play if you weren't playing Johnny? Who do you think would be fun?
Good question. Who else would I like to play?
Well, I can't pick anyone like Sonny or Jason because that's too similar to Johnny. So.
Oh, my God, don't say that.
Well, they're kind of, you know, good guys with hearts of gold. But I couldn't do Spinelli. I couldn't do Spinelli justice. I'd say a doctor. Well, you know, maybe Patrick, I think, would be a fun role.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
But would it be the Patrick from the beginning or the Patrick baby daddy now?
Yeah, and could you pull off the baby mama line?
I don't know the Patrick from the beginning, but just in the sense that, you know, he's a doctor and I used to want to be a doctor, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Well,
cool.
Patrick in the beginning was
the
Don Juan of General Hospital. He was kind of like what Dr. Devlin is now. You know, he's running around trying to score with every pretty nurse, and that's what Patrick was in the beginning.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. He was the player of GH.
Oh.
All right, well, we're going to go on to area code 248. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Oh.
Good. Yeah. This is Linda. I got to tell you, I thought I wasn't going to get through.
Oh, well, you know, we appreciate you waiting, and we appreciate you holding.
Yeah, we still have a lot of people on hold, but we're trying to get through everybody.
I was telling my sister, I was like, did my call get lost? But so, hi, Brandon. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. First of all, let's say go Pistons.
Go Pistons, huh?
Yeah. I'm from Michigan. What can I say? Gotta root for the Pistons.
Gotcha.
Also, I would like to say, like, I tried to attend the Touched by a Star event, but I just couldn't afford it. I'm the one who emailed you saying that. Is there any way I can go on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you remember that message on Facebook? Oh, MySpace, I'm sorry. On MySpace, I sent you a message. I was like, I'm trying to attend, I get to the event, but I can't get tickets. I can't afford it. So I tried to, like, raise money.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, I was just
What's
saying
that?
I do remember.
Yeah, that was me. I was like, I probably look like an idiot, but worth a try. But anyways,
absolutely.
I just, what's that?
Oh, nothing. I just said absolutely.
I just want to tell you that I think that you're amazing. I really appreciate the way you brought Johnny to General Hospital. I've been watching for 15 years, and I think right now it's one of the best storylines I've seen in a while.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, earlier caller, how she said that she said stinks. I think opposite. I think it's great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, I actually have one question for you. Actually, two questions. What do I think about Johnny in the opening?
What's that?
The opening credits of GH. When are they going to put you on there?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I think we're waiting to. I think a lot of people need to be in there. I don't think Nadine's in there or Layla or Johnny. So, and there are also people in there who aren't on the show anymore. So maybe we'll be revamping it soon. Yeah.
Probably Nadine will probably be the next change.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling.
I have one more question. I know. I'm sorry. I just want to throw it in there.
Uh-huh.
My sister and I were talking earlier. And we're saying that we want to, get a tour of the sets. Do they do, tours of the sets?
Not very much, no. It's you know, because it is technically a closed set, and there's all sorts of, you know, confidentiality issues that we deal with. But that's definitely a question for the higher-ups at ABC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking my questions, and great job on General Hospital.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies.
Bye. Desiree, you wanted to ask Brandon something.
I did. You're a big Lakers fan. Do you watch football as well, or do you have a favorite football team?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
Ours is, mine and Joanne's are the Miami Dolphins, which, you know, isn't saying much, but.
For you. Yeah.
But we still love him,
too much
so.
Stuff. Yeah. You pulled a good
draft. Oh, that's something. Gosh, we still have the draft on TiVo. Nobody's even watched it yet.
Well,
my
you
kid's
know,
driving
with,
me crazy.
Well, the you know with the we have Jason Taylor on Dancing with the Stars, so that's as much as he's doing great there. I wish he played as you know. I wish the team played as well as he's doing on that show. But
right, exactly.
But you know, you stick with your team no matter what. So
of course, got to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what is all that background?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, maybe somebody didn't hang up. We are going for area code 585. Where'd they go? They hung up. Okay.
So
we have 4 minutes left.
Yeah, area code 585 hung up. Oh, no, here they are. Wait a minute. They're back. Area code 585.
No, I'm here. Hi. Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
It's Gina.
Can you believe that?
Hello, Gina.
Hi.
How are you? Hey, what's up?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Oh, what's been going on?
Just keeping busy, you know?
Yeah, that's good. Sorry I missed part of the show. I was babysitting him, and I finally got my nephew to sleep, so I missed all the phone calls. But I want to say hi.
Hi.
And
thanks for listening.
Sure. And so what's it like to play the evil Johnny now, huh?
It's,
you're
it's
rebel.
A rebel. I love it. It's, you know, there's a lot of layers to that guy, so it's a lot of fun to have to tap into that.
Yeah, it's a whole new side of you. It's very fun to watch.
Thank you so much.
Sure. So did you have fun at TBAS? It looked like you did.
What's that?
A Touch by a Star. Did you have fun?
Oh, I had a blast. Yeah, it was definitely a good experience. Absolutely.
Sorry.
I'd say so. Yeah, it looked like it was.
It was fun.
No, it was crazy.
It was nuts. It was.
Right.
Oh, very cool, very cool. So we're excited that you have your own event at Fan Club Weekend.
Thank you, so am I. It'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely, it's cool.
Well,
so I just wanted to say hi.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in, Gina.
Sure, no problem. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Okay,
right,
we have 2 minutes remaining on the show, and Brandon, this is where we'd like to ask our guests if they would do a little promo spot for us. You know, this is the sexy beast, Brandon Barash, with the Girls of Stardust Radio, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Let's make it colorful.
That's great.
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready, Brandon.
Hey, everybody, this is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Oh, you're fantastic.
Great.
You've been such a good sport through this all, and there are still people on hold. And I just want to take the time on behalf of all of us here at Stardish and say thank you for coming on and making our show a success, which you have done. And we love you as a person. We love your character. We love your work. And we wish you nothing but success and love and happiness in your life.
Thank you so much. Likewise, and I for you.
Aww.
All right. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right, Brandon.
Good night, Brandon.
Okay.
Night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Okay, we only have a couple seconds left on the show, and I want to thank all of our callers and listeners for staying on with us.
And we're sorry we didn't get to the ones that are still on hold, because we know I still see about 12 people on hold, and we are so sorry we didn't be able to get to you.
Exactly. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, also on Stardish Radio. We're going to have the other half of the Zakara family, the creator of the spawn of Johnny.
Woo!
His wife will be on our show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure we have a nice turnout like we did today for Brandon. So that's my piece. So I guess we're going to let everybody go with a nice little ditty from our guest. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.